B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10 with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Chris, what's up, man? How can we help you?
Okay, well, I met this girl during that whole craziness that was going on. So we got to know each other pretty well, and we were doing this thing. We were dating. Basically, I would go to her house, or she would come to my house and, like, stay outside the window and talk and keep everything safe.
Like teenagers whose parents are home.
That's exactly, you know, that's funny you said that, because that's exactly how we described it. I was saying, you know, it's like we're teenagers and I have to come over here and sneak. And
it was
going really well.
Mm-hmm.
And after all this stuff, I wanted to try to get together. And recently, she just hasn't been getting back to me. And I don't know what's going on.
Do you think you might have done something that pissed her off or something? Or,
you know, that's what I was trying to figure out. It was racking my brain. And I was even, like, looking on my social media, seeing if maybe I put something out there that could have been misconstrued or something. But I don't know. It's
nothing, huh?
I'm lost. Yeah.
All right, well, we'll call her for you next, sir.
Now back to the second date update on the 10.
With Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
We just spoke with Chris. He's looking for, what's her name, Sarah, you said?
Yeah, Sarah.
Sarah. So we're looking for Sarah because they were doing the thing that, like, because of Corona, not because of any of their parents, but, like, when you're, like, a teenager and you don't want your parents to know you have a boyfriend or girlfriend, so they come to your window and you talk like that and stuff. They were doing that in the age of Corona. And now Sarah has blown Chris off, and he has no idea why. He can't think of anything that he did, and he was even nervous about it, so he went back and looked on his social media to make sure he didn't post anything stupid or anything like that. But there's no evidence, at least that he can find. Maybe you did do something stupid, you just don't know it's stupid. Stay quiet, we're gonna call her right now, okay?
Hi,
is this Sarah?
Yeah.
Hello. Okay. Sorry for waking you up. It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9. It's a radio station, and I can explain why we're calling you. Can I just explain? Give me 20 seconds, and I'll explain. It's a good reason.
Wait, I'm sorry. What?
Okay, so we're calling you from a radio station, but it's because we got a call from a gentleman. He gave us
is
your
number.
No. He gave us your number. I'm going to tell you his name, too. You know who it is. He gave us your number because he basically wants to ask you out on a date. And if you say yes, we'll pay for whatever date you decide to go on. Like, you just literally tell us when, where, all that stuff, and we'll set the whole thing up. And like I said, I'll tell you. Do you want to hear his name? I'll tell you his name. You know who it is.
Sure.
Okay. He likes you. And he's convinced that you like—he's convinced that you like him too. His name is Chris.
Okay. I'm all set with that, dude. I don't really need to go on another date with him. Thank you.
Okay. No. Hold on. Can you? He's very confused. So if you tell us why, we'll call him up and tell him why, and that's it. You'll get closure. You don't have to go on the date with him, and he'll get closure.
Okay, I'll tell you why. He seemed like a really cool dude. During this whole social distancing, I decided to pop by his house and, you know, bring him, like, his favorite beer and drop off, like, a little package for him. And I just saw this hot chick walking outside of his house, and she was just like, oh, are you next?
Wait, next?
Like, what? What?
What is he, a whore?
Yeah, and I was confused because it was all very weird. She asked me if I was next. I don't know what the hell does
that mean?
Okay, hold on.
I don't even know. And then she said he's so great.
Chris, be quiet for a second. Sarah, Chris is on the phone and he heard what you said.
Yes.
What is happening?
I'm sorry. I didn't know that he was going to. Please tell me there's an explanation for this that isn't you being a man whore.
Yes, there is an explanation. It's going to sound really bad, and I understand it, but.
It already does.
It can't possibly sound worse than a hot chick leaving your house and saying, are you next? He's amazing.
Okay, so my ex-wife, this has to do with a business that my ex-wife had where she would do certain things for women, like hair removal.
Yeah.
And I learned the craft, I guess you could call it, and I've gotten really good at it. What? And I've grown my clientele a little bit, and I started to take on some of hers. So I do construction, but I also do bikini waxes for women.
Get out of here. You're lying.
You do construction?
I know it sounds really crazy, but for some reason, I just was really good at it, yeah.
Yo, that sounds so weird.
So you're really good with construction and bikini waxes.
Yeah, and it's crazy because the skill that I have, I get hit up by these, they're like models and stuff, and I guess they just pass my number around. And trust me, they don't want anything to do with me. I'm not even really there.
It's funny because like you want to think he's lying, but I feel like this is too crazy to make up.
This is like the weirdest phone call of my entire life. What is happening?
I'll show you. I could do one for you. I know it's kind of weird, but.
I'm on set. Thank you.
Are you serious, Sarah? No, you should take it.
Are you serious? How is that sanitary? Are you even like licensed?
Good question.
Do you really want to ask extra questions right now? How about this? Do you want to? You can ask them that. You can ask him that when you go on another date. Are you down for another date?
No.
No.
Thank you. Nope.
Wow. Really?
No.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.